Okay, we start Perek Shmini today, Halacha Aleph. Kenim Yayin Sheni Tayim Hayom, Inu Asur Al Shtei Chashev. Shabbat Zo, Asur B'Kol HaShabbat B'Shabbat She'avra. Chodesh Zo, Asur B'Kol HaChodesh V'Rosh Chodesh V'Al Haba. Shana Zo, Asur B'Kol HaShana V'Rosh Shana La'Atid Lavo. Shavua Ze, Asur B'Kol HaShavua, U'Shviit goes to She'avra. V'Im Amar Yom Echad, Shabbat Echad, Chodesh Echad, Shana Echad, Shavua Echad, Asur Miyom Liyom. Okay, but you're saying Amishachashecha Mutar. In other words, Konim Yain, once it gets dark, it's already Mutar. Let out a plea, Rabbi Yochanan. Once again, Rabbi Yochanan, who claims that Nedorim goes Achal Hashem B'nei Adam, isn't this a machloket? Then it shows that he's wrong. Rabbi Yochanan, Yilchu B'Nedorim, Achal Hashem B'nei Adam. And, I mean, our assumption is when somebody says today, he means until the end of the night, no? Why does it say that it's Hashecha? Says him, well, why? Let to the Barnasha Memel Khabe Burumsha Lota Imit Klum Ramshit Vaomar Etmo. Is that really true? Is it not? If a guy didn't eat all day long, right? And here it is at night. Can he say to his friend, you know, I didn't eat all day? So what does that mean, I didn't eat all day? If all day means until tomorrow morning, how can he say I didn't eat all day? So there are ways in which people refer to daytime as the day. So fine, that's the case over here too. How about Amur de Batra, Vuhu Pliga? Since it says in the last part of the Mishnah, Yom Echad, he's Osir Mi Eit Le'Eit. So now, if Lashon B'nei Adam does not include the day afterwards, why don't we say just the opposite then? Because you're now claiming that according to Rabbi Yochanan, when you say, I didn't eat all day, what you mean is only the day. So even if a guy says, I won't eat a whole day, why doesn't it just mean a whole day? Why does it mean until the same time tomorrow? How do you pick and choose your Lashon B'nei Adam? So now you're saying the opposite of what you said before. Says, well, no. Because let Urcha the Bar Nasha, it's the same thing. Are there not times when a guy will be Memer Lachavre, Bet Safra, Lota Alma Klum Rumshit, Mema Yom Dain. Okay, so Laitu Pliya. When a person didn't eat all night long until the morning, the next morning, he says, I didn't eat anything yesterday. So, in other words, you do sometimes. You don't say, I haven't eaten all day. First wakes up in the morning, and it's time for breakfast. Says, gosh, I haven't eaten all day. Is this time for breakfast? Why does he say, I haven't eaten all day? If you're telling me that the day completed yesterday at night. So obviously it depends on your perspective. There's times when you're looking ahead at the day to come. So over the Neochin, obviously, Yom Echad, you include the nights. So there's no machlokas over here. Sometimes it's this way, somewhere it's that way. Then we say, Yom Ze Mi Shabbat Zo, Shabbat Zo Mi Yom Ze, or Yom Ze Mi Hayom. Now just be medayik over here. You didn't say in the Reisha Konim Sheni Taim Yain Yom Ze. You didn't say any toim Shabbat Zu or Chodesh Ze, right? You just said Hayom. Well, you just said HaShabbat, okay? So since it says Hayom and Shabbat all together, right? And you put them all together, Shabbat Zu, Yom Ze, and so on. It seems to be the same halacha. That you're not usher from the same period to the equivalent. Close the door, Rich, will you? So then it's the same halacha. If you say konim, that you're not toim yom ze, you're not usher miyom liyom, you're usher only achete chashek. If you say Shabbat ze, you're not usher the whole week, you're usher only until the end of Shabbos. Commandi omer yuchim nedar machad lashon b'nei adam. I mean, people use the word this day exactly the same way they use the word today? No. I mean, Brahmacha Kabandi Yom Yochmin Adorim Achal Lashon Torah. I mean, if you're going to tell me that we go Achal Lashon Torah, so then it's true. In the Torah, Yom and Yom Zeh has exactly the same meaning. Because we see that. Atover Ayom Et Hayardin. So what does that mean? Atover Hayom Et Hayardin. Hayom Azeh Niyet El Ha'am. It means the same thing. But if you hold the Nedarim, you're Holok HaKalashon B'nei Adam. I mean, certainly people don't use those words interchangeably. This day and today. When you say this day, you don't mean the same thing as today. There you do focus on a 24-hour period. So then this seems once again to be saying that we go only HaKalashon Torah. Omar Rabbi Yonah B'tzaria. Now I'll answer this. Because it's also true that Kein Urcha D'Barnash B'Emelechavrei Sovarli Hadein Yoma. There are times where Yom and Yom Zeh are the same. Because a person will tell a guy, let's say, somebody's hurrying you, right? You're supposed to be giving him an answer for something. So you say to him, look, just this day. Okay, so what does just this day mean? It means till the end of the day. Wait for me, Yom. It's just that in context, you're trying to say, look, it's just this day, it's not a lot of days. So that means that this day can mean the same thing as today. If we can identify such a case, then we could say that in terms of the matter, it could mean that. We have no reason to be machmer on it. Now, Taman Tanina, later on we're going to see, that Ad Rosh Adar means Ad Rosh Adar HaRishon, and Ad Sof Adar means Ad Sof Adar HaRishon. So he asks wine on himself. The reference is that we're talking about Adarishon, not Adarshini. So Ada Amra, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, the Nedarim. So doesn't that imply that if you would say, Kone Me'sheni Toim Yayin Shana, Shanazu, or Hashana. So where it says, Nit Abra Shana, so then you're Usher in the Chodesh Ibur. But that appears that what you mean by a year is not Tishrei. You mean Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because you're going to tell me Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and you say, Konim Yayin Sheni Toim, you're also until Tishrei, so obviously you're also in the Chodesh Yibur. Because anyway, what you meant is until Tishrei. So if you're now analyzing whether the Chodesh Yibur is included in the year, then obviously the year is focusing on Nisan, and the question is, since this was Roy to be Nisan, that was your intent, or did you mean to include Adar Sheni? But if your intent was until Tishrei, this is an absurd statement, Bichlal. Obviously, the Chodesh, what's the difference how many months there are until Tishrei? Says the Gemara, no. Actually, I could say Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Nedarim. I still say, so what's the Chodesh? Because Shalot Tomar Yale Rosh Chodesh Adar Tachat Elul, V'yeh Mutar Be'Elul. And maybe when a person says a year, he means 12 months. Because most years are 12 months. This is the way the Bavli also understood the Havamina, why it's not Pshita. So therefore, you're asking, why is it so Pshita? No, it's not so Pshita. L'fum kein, tzarech meimar, osur bo bibura. Therefore, I need to know that his intent is not on the length of the year in terms of the number of months, it's on the actual year until Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Little changing gears over here. Amar Yom Echad, Shabbat Echad, Chodesh Echad, Shana Echad, Shavu Echad, also Miyom Miyom, we need to quote the Mishnah. Now, Tani Me'et La'et, when it's saying Yom Echad, also Miyom Miyom, which means 24 hours. Rabach Rabbi Avu, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, once we're already talking about over here, someone who makes a neder, for a Shabbos, we're bringing a sugya now that isn't directly our sugya, a sugya and Shabbos. And which is asur la'adam lehitanot ad sheish sha'ot b'shabbat. If a person doesn't eat on Shabbos until Chatzot, he's basically being over on fasting on Shabbos. Because he took off a day from eating. Omer Rabbi Yossi, yeah, you can be medayik from the Mishnah in Tanit. Because it says over there, hayu metani, if they were in the middle of fasting for Gisham, and it starts to rain, yadu lahem Gishami, Kodem Chatzot, if the Gishamim came down before Chatzot, lo yashlimu. Why? Because apparently, Ad Kedon Safru. In other words, until Chatzot, it's still considered to be a time in which you not necessarily would have normally eaten. So you never started your tainus. Once it's already Chatzot, now, you know, I didn't eat breakfast yet. Then it's a tainus. But until now, it's not a tainus. So doesn't that show you that once you hit Chatzot, you're in a tainus? And therefore you don't stop fasting because you already started your tainus. But if that's the case on Shabbos also, why in the world are you fasting on Shabbos? Question. So that's a rhino. After Chatzot Yashlimu, Shekvar Ova Rubo Shiyom Mikedusha. Once it comes down after Chatzot, so now already you're in the middle of the Tainus. So in which case, it's usher to be in Mitana and Shabbos in the same way. Milted Rabbi Yochanan, now from what Rabbi Yochanan said, it's mashma that you can be mitaneh for sha'ot. So then even if you ate on that day before, you can now make a neder that I will fast the rest of the day. Because the Rabbi Yochanan Omar, hareini betanit adachas al pirak, I'm not going to eat until I finish this parak. That's an understandable one. Once you eat, it's all over. So, adin itself. So, what that means, or he says, adin etchasel parshati. I got to finish the parsha shavua. I'm not going to eat until I finish the parsha shavua. So, that's an insight into the humanity here. Right? So, since that's true, apparently it's a kosher tainus. And Milted Rabbi Yonah Amar also. We can also from Rabbi Yonah that it's considered to be a tainus. That mat inim sha'ot. Because once Rabbi Yonah was in Sur, Shama, the Domach bread Rabbi Yossi, he heard that Rabbi Yossi's son was Nifter. So even though he had already eaten, Avagav, the Ocha Guvna, the Shatama, he had some cheese and water, but nonetheless, Askitsum Kolahuyum, he was Mashlin the day with the Tanis. So apparently there's a point in being Mashlin with the Tanis, even though you already ate. Which means that you can be Mitanel the Shaot.
And that the Shaot don't have to be the first
show. Yeah, it's a whole issue, but this is the way that the Yerushalmi understands it. Furthermore, Milte de Rav Amar Mitana Neshav, we could see from Rav that it's also considered to be a Tanit, because the Rav Amar, Lovea Adam Tanit Opore, person who was Mitanet for some time, and he sees he's having a very hard time fasting, so he feels he needs to eat, he can be Mashlim, his Tanit, tomorrow. So apparently you are mashlim the part of the day that you didn't fast. In other words, let's say you had 6 hours left until the end of the tanit. You can pay back that six hours tomorrow. So apparently you can be mitaneh l'shaot. How many shmuel v'vechi neder was that? I understand. What do you mean you can be mashlim? Was he mekabel neder? That he's chayev to be mashlim and neder precisely this amount of hours? The guy was basically mekabel on himself, the Lashon of the Bavli. Leitzayir. He wanted to be mitzayir himself betainus. He obviously was. He was mitzayir himself betainus. What's the point of being mashlim? So he certainly didn't intend to kill himself. He certainly didn't intend to go beyond a certain point. It's understandable when a person is mekabel on himself to be mitaneh. He means to have the pain. That's what mitaneh means. He had the pain. And what does he have to be mashlim for? You don't never have to be mashlim matanit. Nadarli etanot v'shachal. How about if you said you were going to be in a tainus, you forgot that yesterday you said that today was going to be a tainus, and you eat breakfast. V'chal kezayin. So now, ibeita anato. Over there, you made a neder for a tainus. Okay? So they have to mekayim the neder. Today can't count, because you already started eating. How's that a tainus? Rabbi Bav, v'shem rabbanim taman. Rabbi Bav says in the name of the rabbanim in Bavel, that if, in a case where a guy was makabel on himself to make tomorrow a time, to make eight times, and he started eating, and he didn't say beferish the day, he just said, I'm going to have a times, and he took his eyes, so then he doesn't have to continue fasting on that day. He says, oh, I forgot, we'll make it another day. But Ahusha Amar Yom Stam, this is how it relates to our Sugya. It's an afkamina between Yom, which the Ram brings Lamais in the Bible. A nafkamina between saying hayom or yom is doesn't have to be today. Yom zen, there's two nafkamina, there's a side nafkamina that Gemara brings. So if he says yom stam, so then it could be any day. Why does it have to be today, nafka? But ha imam ha yom ze, however, if he did say today, so then mitaneo mashli. If he can't be mashlim, another day completely. So then, because he said he's going to be mitaneh today. So then he can't say, okay, I'll start tomorrow. No, you said today. So you have to be mashlim mitaneh now the whole day. Lo amar. How about ela achal? You only said where he actually ate. That means you said before she ate a kezayit. How could you eat a kezayit? He put a cookie into his mouth and took a bite. And then he remembers that it's a tainus. So is that called achila? Is that called te'ima? I mean, it's mashma from the way you said it, that you said only achal ha-ta'im, but if you just tasted something, that doesn't cancel your ta'anit, and that you keep the day as a ta'anit. This is a machlokas, whether it means that you spit it out, or even if you swallow it. Thank you. So if you let's say you spit it out, so you're not ma'abed a ta'anit. Rabbi Ba Hasida quotes Rabbi Zaira as saying that ha mita'amite ein ba lo mishum bracha, somebody who just tastes things but doesn't eat them, again, machlokas whether that means he spits it out or he eats just a little bit. So just tasting something doesn't require a bracha. Ein ba lo mishum bracha, v'lo mishum gezel. If you put something in your mouth, if you didn't ruin it, that's not considered to be gezel. There's no iser of demai. Now here, obviously, it means that you're polite, these cases. V'lo mishum demai. You don't mechuyev to take off trumas and maizos. They weren't gozer just unto ima. V'lo mishum hefsek ta'anit, as we just said. Yachid shegazar alav ta'anit. A person who's mekabel himself and as a ta'anit, it always means a daytime ta'anit. Doesn't mean a full 24-hour ta'anit. So he's allowed to be ochav v'shotem v'shech ha'shecha, continue to eat until the morning. Change in the gears a little bit. V'ima amar ta'anit tzibur. If he says beferish, I want to have a ta'anit the way that the tzibur is mitanez, or real ta'anit tzibur, starts at the night. So then, ochel v'shote only me be'od yom, the day before. But in the nighttime, he's awesome. Nadar le'yitanot v'nimtzu yamim tovim v'shabbatot. How about he was makabel a certain number of taniyot, and one of them comes out on a Shabbos, on a yomtiv. So then, loket, obviously only mid-rabbonon, but it looks like he's just been mevatel, but ein tzorech hatarat chacham. He doesn't need a Torah. He gets Marcus Mardis, according to Moses.
I can say that now, or if he actually goes to the Shabbos and doesn't eat?
No, he's not chayiv. Ein tzorech hatarachacham. He doesn't have to be mitaneh. Because once we're mevatel miktzah the Kabbalah, the whole Kabbalah is bought. It's this sugya we just had in the Bible. I mean, here it's a little bit different, because it's taken for granted that you don't need hetar. How about if he was noted litanot v'nimtzu yamim haktuvim b'megilat ta'anit? When he was mekabel the ta'anit, during that period there are days which the chachomim asr to be mitaneh, because it's a miracle happened on that day. So Reb Chizkia and Reb Yutin, Reb Yirmiya, b'shem Reb Chiya Barba, have a machlokas. We don't know who says what, but chanamar mitaneh v'ino mashlim. That he can't be mashlim because it's aser b'tanit the whole day. It's as if he uttered his kabbalah l'shav. How did that amar atzlo batla megillat ta'anit? Of course, this is only up until the time that people continue to keep megillat ta'anit. But from the time of the churban, we should batla megillat ta'anit batla kol elam. Once we were the Beis Hamikdash was the second time was choruv. All of the Yomim Tovim that had been part of the period of the Beis by Sheni became Batel. We don't keep them anymore. So then you would be Mitane even on Yomim that are also Litanot Megillat Ta'anit. Rabbi Chanani, Rabbi Yochanan, both say Trey and Amram Batla Megillat Ta'anit. Whereas Rabbi Shub and Levi Amar also Batla Megillat Ta'anit. And Om Rabbi Yochanan Emesh Haiti Yoshev Shana. Just yesterday I was sitting and learning Maaseh Shegazru Ta'anit B'Chanukah B'Lud V'Al Rebbe Eliezer V'Siper, that they once were gozer a Ta'anit on Chanukah, and Rebbe Eliezer went out of his way to take a haircut, and Rebbe Yeshua went out of his way to go and go to the public bath, even though normally you're not allowed to take a haircut and take a bath on a Ta'anit Tzibur. And he wanted to teach them that you can't make a Ta'anit on Chanukah. Marlon Rabbi Yeshua, on the contrary, you need to make a ta'anit to be mechaper on the fact that you fasted on Hanukkah. So how could you say that Megillat Ta'anit is b'teila if the whole basis of the Isra fasting on Hanukkah is Megillat Ta'anit? Amrav Abba, Afagad the Tamar, Batla Megillat Tanit, Chanukah Purim Lo Batla. Because of the fact that Chanukah and Purim are special, and there was a Pirsum and Eitz, they kept those days as if they're an Isser D'oraisa. You can't be Mavato those days. They're not part of the normal Megillat Tanit. Milay and Rabban and Amri, but meanwhile you see from here that everybody's taking for granted that for sure Batla Megillat Tanit. Rabbi Yonatan, Sayim Kalaruvat Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yonatan used to keep a tinus on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a little change in years. Rabbi Avin, Sayim Kalaruvat Shuva. And Rabbi Avin used to keep a tinus Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Zeira, Sayim Shalat Mandatsumi. Rabbi Zeira kept 300 taniyot vitamri tisha mandatsumi, some say 900. And he fasted on days of Megillat Tanit, velo chash Megillat Tanit. Even on those days. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha.
It's not 1 year.
Yeah. No, he's just saying that during that period he fed. It doesn't mean consecutively. It just means he fasted those number of taniyot and didn't take into consideration. No. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Mafke v'Safraya, he told the Melamde Tinokos, they were called Sofrim, Enitati Ita Mishalin Chon. If the mothers of these students that you're teaching come to ask you what days it's mutter to have the ta'anit, which day it's aser, you tell her, Imron la b'chol mitanin chutz v'shabbatot v'yamotot v'rosh chadoshim v'chol amoed v'chanak v'purim. But on other days, as apparently they used to when they brought their kids to school, they would ask practical halachas. So he would give them hadracha, what to tell them. Tell them there's no Isserim of Yom of Tainis except for Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, but also Chanukah.